$30,000 per acre for stormwater management, $3,000 per 1,000 feet for improved roadside ditches, $50,000 per mile for levee removal. Those numbers came from a slideshow presented by David Mears, the commissioner of the Department of Environmental Conservation. Mears and other department heads presented the new state plan to reduce water pollution by increasing regulation on sources such as farm runoff, stream bank erosion, road management, and logging practices. And the results could be promising. Mears said many of the methods he listed could yield 60 to 80% reductions in phosphorus, the nutrient that fuels the toxic algae blooms that plague the big lake. But statewide, Mears said the administration doesn't know who is going to pay for all this work or how much.
There is not just like a way to calculate one sum of money. There's cost to the communities. I want to make sure we're thinking about there's cost to the developers. We haven't actually had sit-down conversations with that whole array of folks to find out what they're already paying.
Mears says that work will come over the next 6 months. But he said the cleanup plan, known as a TMDL, which stands for Total Maximum Daily Load, is a significant move in the right direction after decades of substandard controls.
We have a fairly detailed, comprehensive plan that builds on those lessons that identifies specific actions that we're going to take to move forward.
One action Governor Peter Shumlin seems unwilling to take is upgrading wastewater treatment plants. In a letter to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency for approval, Shumlin threatened the state's commitment if the EPA didn't back down on its calls for increased investment in wastewater treatment. After outlining the steps the state is willing to take in reducing wastewater pollution, Shumlin wrote, quote, "If the manner of EPA's final load allocation for wastewater treatment does not reflect the above principles, then I will direct my agency secretaries to withdraw the commitments we are making elsewhere in the plan." According to Chris Killian, the director of the Vermont branch of the Conservation Law Foundation, that approach simply won't work.
There's federal law to deal with here. And the EPA, I think, will come back and say what they've always said, which is that when it comes to point sources of pollution, the state doesn't really have the ability to say, we're not going to do anything more on wastewater treatment plants.
Overall, though, Killian was cautiously optimistic about the state's new plan to address what he called a crisis in Lake Champlain.
The submission of the plan to US EPA under the governor's signature is a level of commitment and attention to this issue that we haven't really seen from any recent prior administration in the state. So that is very good news.
Killian said he'd be watching closely in the coming months as the state figures out how to fund and enforce the new measures. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs in Montpelier.